number 12. Old things bring nothing but trouble. Ellie Stinkle, Patrick Day burst out from the back of the bus. Good one! Brittany glanced at him. I saw her smile. I could tell this was going to be a really terrible day, just as I'd suspected all along. And who was standing right there behind Brittany? My ex-best friend, Mary Kay Shiner, of course. She was pretending like she didn't see me, but I totally knew she did from the smile she had on her face. It was the same smile she'd worn when our third grade teacher had asked where my permission slip was the morning of our trip to the Children's Museum, and I'd said, feeling my heart explode in terror, Mary Kay said she handed it in. And Mary Kay had said, "Oh no, Allie, remember? I gave it back to you to hand in." Only she'd never given it back to me. I knew exactly what she'd done with it. Lost it. Accidentally, on purpose, of course. She'd worn the exact same little "I'm sorry, but not really" smile then that she was wearing now. Behind Mary Kay were three other girls from my old class: Lauren Freeman, Paige Mosley, and Courtney Wilcox. Courtney I'd kind of become friendly with ever since Brittany's disastrous birthday party. Courtney had told me she'd only hung out with Brittany and her cronies because there were no other girls in her class with whom to be friends. Seeing me on the bus now, she smiled at me, only not in a fake way like Mary Kay. I smiled back. All of the girls, including Brittany and Mary Kay, were wearing period costumes almost as elaborate as Cheyenne's, only they didn't have hoop skirts. They had on white aprons with lace trim that matched the lace on the pantaloons that peeked out beneath the bottom of their gingham prairie dresses. They also had big sunbonnets that hung down their backs from ribbons that matched the color of their dresses. Brittany's was yellow, like Cheyenne's. Mary Kay's was pink, Lauren's blue, Paige's red, and Courtney's was green. I could tell they hadn't gotten those out of their closets like we had our costumes. I wondered where they'd found them, not to mention how much their parents had paid for them. Now Brittany looked down at me and said with a smirk, "Nice nightgown, Stinkle." That was when Cheyenne let out a sharp bark of surprised laughter. Patrick Day and Stuart Maxwell grinned, obviously looking at me in a whole new way, like, "This is the girl who's been telling us to shut up and sit down all year, Allie Stinkle?" Why me? I wondered. Really, what had I ever done to deserve all this? That was when Rosemary, sitting beside me, stood up in her seat. She was nearly 6 inches taller than most kids our age under normal circumstances. And standing on the wheel well, she was even taller. Everyone tilted their chins to look up at her. "You think things are any different here on the bus than they are in the classroom, shrimps?" she asked Patrick and Stuart. "Allie and I are still in charge." Stuart shrank down into his seat. "Sorry," he murmured. "That's more like it," Rosemary said. Then she turned to give Brittany, who'd frozen in the middle of the aisle, a look that could have melted a frozen Pine Heights cafeteria tater tot. And those are pretty hard. "You got a problem with my girl Allie?" Rosemary asked Brittany.
No,
Brittany stammered, her eyes huge. "Good," Rosemary said. "Let's keep it that way. Welcome to my bus." Brittany blinked a few times. Then she seemed to remember that she's the Cheyenne of her own class. "It's not your bus," Brittany said, sticking out her pointy chin, which was pretty brave of her, if you thought about it. "Our school paid for half of it." "Yeah?" Rosemary said. "Well, we got here first, so it's my bus now, unless you want to fight me for it, which I don't imagine you do. Do you, Buttercup?" I heard a few people snicker at Rosemary having called Brittany Buttercup on account of her yellow dress. I didn't laugh, though, because I knew what it was like to be threatened by Rosemary. Rosemary had threatened me for a while when I'd first started attending Pine Heights. It had been really scary. Then I'd gotten to know Rosemary and realized she was actually really lonely and had wanted me as a friend and just hadn't known how to ask. Nevertheless, Rosemary could still be really scary when she wanted to be. And I didn't think she wanted Brittany as a friend. Bullying is still wrong, even when it's being done to someone who is a bully herself. That's a rule. Still, I was glad Rosemary was my friend.
What's the holdup back there?
I heard a familiar voice ask from the front of the bus. It was my old teacher, Ms. Myers, who I used to think was the best teacher in the whole world. Until I met Mrs. Hunter.
Everyone, take a seat, please. We need to get on the road for Honeypot Prairie, so we'll have plenty of time to enjoy all the activities.
Here, come sit by us, Cheyenne said, waving. M and D helped smoosh Cheyenne's hoop skirt down to make room for Brittany. Don't mind Rosemary. She's all bark and no bite.
We'll see about that,
Rosemary called as Brittany and those guys backed up the aisle to take the seat Cheyenne and her friends were offering. Mary Kay sat down without even looking at me.
Just try that Allie Stinkle bit again and find out. Did someone say Allie Stinkle?
Called another familiar voice. I couldn't help letting out a groan. It couldn't be. But it was. I'd recognize that New York accent, not to mention those freckles and that bright red hair, anywhere. Well, well, well. Scott Stampfli dropped into the seat over the wheel well that was directly across from the one I shared with Rosemary.
If it isn't my old pal from the principal's office. Shoved a cupcake into anybody's face lately, Stinkle?
Scott, I said. For some reason, I could feel my face turning bright red. I had no idea why. Shut up.
I wondered whatever happened to you.
Scott went on, completely ignoring what I'd said about shutting up, as he'd always used to back when I'd been forced to be in the same class with him.
I figured you'd be in prison by now, but now I see they sent you someplace worse, Pine Heights Elementary. You got something against Pine Heights? Rosemary demanded hotly. Simmer down, princess, Scott said,
which was a bit shocking. Mostly because nobody ever calls Rosemary princess or baby girl or things like that. But also because he didn't seem the least bit scared of her.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Stinkle.
But then Scott got distracted when another boy, Paul Schmidt, raced up crying,
Dude, you got the seat over the wheels. Awesome.
They started fist bumping each other. That's when Sophie's head came popping up over the back of the seat in front of mine. Ellie, she whispered, who is that boy?
No one, I said. I had never been so mortified in my life.
Caroline's and Erica's heads joined Sophie's over the back of the seat. He's obviously someone, Caroline said.
I think he likes you, Ellie, Sophie said. He wouldn't tease you so much if he didn't like you.
I felt myself turning even redder. He doesn't like me. I whispered back. The thought of Scott Stampfli liking me made me feel completely weird inside. He hates me. He always has. We're total enemies. Then why are you blushing? Sophie wanted to know.
You know, Rosemary said, looking at me, you are.
Fortunately, at that moment, Mrs. Hunter, at the front of the bus, clapped her hands and asked for our attention. So Sophie and Caroline and Erica had to turn around and stop looking at me. Thank goodness.
Children, Mrs. Hunter said, we're ready to begin our trip to Honeypot Prairie now. So for those of you from Walnut Knolls Elementary who don't know, let me introduce myself. I'm Mrs. Hunter.
Then my old teacher, Ms. Myers, stood up and said,
and for those of you from Pine Heights Elementary who don't know me, I'm Ms. Myers. And we're so excited you could all join us for what we're sure is going to be a day of magic, fun, and learning, Mrs. Hunter said. Now, because Honeypot Prairie's interactive exhibitions can better accommodate small groups, when we get to the park, you'll be splitting up into your pre-assigned teams for your tour.
That means, Ms. Myers said, Team Miami will tour the schoolhouse, while Team Alani is visiting the blacksmith shop, while Team Pawnee might be learning how to build a wigwam, while Team Shawnee might be having an authentic 19th century lunch in the bakehouse. Then, within your team, you'll each have a buddy with whom we want you to stay at all times, for safety. Understand?
Rosemary held her hand out to me.
Buddies? she asked. Of course, I said, slipping my fingers into hers. And not just because I'd seen how awesome she was around Brittany and those guys. If I'd learned anything since coming to Pine Heights Elementary, it was that you can't have enough buddies. And that's a rule.